For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The lineup has been announced for the 2018-2019 Riceland Distinguished Performance Series at the Fowler Center on the A-State campus in Jonesboro. KASU's Marty Scarborough spoke to Jason Henson, the technical director and event coordinator of the Fowler Center. Henson provided details about each of the acts coming to appear in the upcoming academic year. They began their conversation by discussing the purpose behind the Riceland Distinguished Performance Series.
Well, as a university, you know, the main goal is always education. But the Fowler Center is also a big outreach part. And that's one of the things we try to do as the Fowler Center is outreach to the community, provide entertainment as well, and hopefully they learn a few things about some of the shows and different music, or maybe they're exposed to things they're not been exposed to in the past, different types of music.
So I assume in looking at this season and in past seasons, you're intentionally trying to bring musical experiences to Jonesboro that people may not have the opportunity to experience otherwise.
Yeah, certainly. Experiences and performers, different types of groups that, you know, you don't see every day. And, you know, I know my kids are in high school, and most parents, probably like myself, the only music they're exposed to is the marching band or maybe their kids in the choir or something like that. So that, you know, for some people, that's as far as their musical horizon expands is what they go see their kids do. So we hope to give them the opportunity. You know, it's local here for most of the people in Northeast Arkansas. It's not too bad of a trip, even from Memphis or further out regions. And so, like I said, we just try to provide lots of opportunities for the education and broadening of the horizons. And, you know, I'm sure the university also appreciates people coming in. We often get people come in and go, oh, wow, this is really nice. Maybe I should come here more often.
Exactly.
And so I know the chancellor appreciates that when people go, oh, I should come here more often.
Well, if someone has, since you set it up, I've got to plug it as well. If someone's never been into the Fowler Center for, you know, something either at the Simpson Theater, the Drama Theater in Riceland Hall, you need to come experience something there. And with the series that you have planned for this academic year, there's something for just about every musical taste that's out there.
Certainly. We've given it a theme. We've called it Americana and More. But really, it's a varied season from what we've done in the past few years, which is something was our goal was to provide more variety this season. We've listened to our patrons and seen people post on Facebook or talk to them after shows and that sort of thing to see what they'd like to see. So we have, like I said, a wide variety of different things this season, and I'm sure we'll get into that when we actually discuss the individual shows.
Yeah, my guest is Jason Henson. He's the technical director and the event coordinator for the Fowler Center here on the A-State campus in Jonesboro. So let's get to those specifics. People get excited to hear about who's coming to Jonesboro, and you've just recently announced the lineup, which will start with a performance on August the 30th with a name that may not be familiar, but the band in which he played may be more familiar to people. Let's tell us a little bit about John McEwen.
Yep. Thursday, August 30th, we have John McEwen and the String Wizards. But John McEwen is most commonly known for his work in the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The concert's very much bluegrass, but he also, you know, expands into other country and maybe even a little bit of pop. If you can do pop on a banjo, I'm not sure about that.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, the theme for this year is called Americana and More, and I've heard John McEwen as credited as kind of he and the Dirt Band invented Americana music with some of the work that they did in the late 60s and early 1970s.
I would say that's a pretty safe statement there. He's probably got his fingerprint on a lot of things that would be called Americana. He's traveled all over the United States and performed with multiple individuals and groups. Like I said, he's most commonly known for Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, but he's also performed with Alison Krauss. She's very much deep into the bluegrass. I think she's also known for bringing bluegrass a little more mainstream.
So absolutely, yes.
He has continued in that vein as well as being a little more mainstream bluegrass, I think.
In thinking about the diversity that you're bringing in, my memory is not perfect, but I can't recall bringing in a group like the one that will be there on September the 13th to present this style of vocal music in the Fowler Center series in the past.
Thursday, September the 13th, we have the Muses Opera Classic Plus is what they're calling the show. We have had a show similar to this, but this one I think takes it a step further. In years past, we had a show called The 100 Years of Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're familiar with the term a little bit of country and a little bit of rock and roll, this show is a little bit of Broadway, a little bit of opera. There will be some dancing, some singing, musical performances, instrumental, and they're going to cover a wide variety of things that you would see in, you know, New York. They'll do performances from operas like Fledermaus, and then they'll swap over and do Sweeney Todd. So there's just really no telling what you're going to see with this performance. This performance, though, is probably the one I'm most looking forward to.
Why is that for you personally?
Just my theater background. Mm-hmm. I have worked, done versions of many of the shows they'll be covering. I know the ASU Opera did Der Fledermaus when I was junior many, many years ago. So it'll be good to see that music performed again. And again, I have being in the theater department, I have performed some of the musicals. They'll be, well, I didn't perform though. I'm more of a backstage guy, but I contributed to the performance. Let's put it that way.
And there'll be melodies that they'll be singing that, you know, maybe they're not familiar with Der Fledermaus, but they,
right,
people know these melodies. They've been in pop culture and movies. There'll be some music people will know here, even if they've never seen a show on Broadway or been to an opera in the past.
Yes, correct. There's many tunes, I'm sure, that people, like you said, will recognize, but they didn't know that it was from this Broadway performance or this opera.
Well, one thing that, you know, not every performance in the Riceland Performance Series is musical in nature. You will have other types of events from time to time, and such is the case with the event happening on Monday, November the 5th.
Correct. On November 5th, we have David Gerard. He is a member of the International Brotherhood of Magicians. So that may give you a little hint that he's probably not going to do a whole lot of singing. We have had David Gerard here before, 3 years ago, I believe, somewhere in that neighborhood. And people really enjoyed his show and has requested that he come back. So we have brought him back. And it'll be a great show for family and younger kids. Most of the time our audiences don't have a whole lot of younger individuals in them. But we hope to see plenty of kids in this audience in November. One reason it's so easy for us to get David Gerard here is his daughter is actually a professor in the theater department.
Oh, I
and
did not know
in
that.
Her younger days, she was his lovely assistant. Yes, he has performed nationwide as well. He's even been on Penn and Teller's Fool Us. I don't know if you're familiar.
My kids have watched that show.
Kind of
yes.
The American Idol for mm-hmm. magicians.
Yeah.
I thought he did great. I saw the clip, and Claire was there assisting him, and they went to Vegas to shoot that. And
like when you go to Vegas, you think of magicians of this caliber.
Yes. David Gerard, like I said, has performed in Vegas, and when you think of Vegas, you think of Penn and Teller and guys like Siegfried and Roy and these big names. So he is a magician of that caliber.
My guest is Jason Henson. He is technical director and event coordinator for the Fowler Center, and we're discussing the lineup that was recently announced for the 2018-2019 Riceland Performance Series. I know that in many years past, you've had a cappella ensembles come and perform, and I see that there's another one of those on the schedule for this year.
Correct. Thursday, December 6th, we will have Impact. They're a cappella, they're pop jazz vocalists. They've been compared to Pentatonix right now. It's pretty mm-hmm. popular. I know they're very popular with my daughter. She enjoys them. And they're going to be doing a Christmas-themed concert, but it won't all just be Christmas carols. You know, they'll throw in their pop standards that they like to do and jazz vocal standards they like to do. And I'm always impressed with groups like these because I think it's six or seven guys that are in this ensemble. Mm-hmm. And one or two of them, all they do up there is the percussion. You know, that's always interesting to me that with just their mouth and their throat, they produce these sounds that you expect to come from a full drum set, you know. But it's just a guy and a microphone. So, and the other vocalists are very talented too, but I'm always impressed by the percussionists personally.
Well, and seeing groups like Impact, one of the things that makes them so appealing to me personally is that they will come in and sing a melody that's very familiar to you, but the fact that they're doing it a cappella with that unique percussion, presenting songs that you're very familiar with, but you've never heard them quite like this before.
Yes, I challenge you to come to this show and not be tapping your foot and singing along before intermission.
Coming up on Tuesday, February the 15th, you've got an ensemble coming that, again, a little bit unlike any other that I'm aware of that you've brought to the Fowler Center before, and that's the McCrary Sisters. Tell us about them.
The McCrary Sisters are another group that you may not be familiar with the name, but you've heard them. I can almost guarantee you you've heard them. They've performed with Elvis, Johnny Cash, and they've traveled with many of the Southern legends, I would call them, you know. And they're very much Southern gospel, but again, they fit in this theme that we have going of Americana and variety. Mm-hmm. You'll experience a whole wide music palette with these ladies.
Yeah. They've sung background with some of the stars that you've mentioned, both on stage and in recordings.
Yes. They've, like I said, like many of our other performers, they've traveled all over the nation performing with multiple different performers. And again, you may not know the name, but you'll certainly recognize some of the songs, and they are very, very talented.
You've got another bluegrass ensemble coming in the spring of next year in March. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Steel Wheels.
Monday, March 4th, is, like you said, Steel Wheels. They're, put them in a box, you would say folk music or bluegrass.
Right.
And they're younger individuals, kind of on the beginning of their career, or at least I hope so. I'd like to see them go and do and become one of these names that you call legends of bluegrass and be... compared to John McEwen, maybe later in life, mm-hmm. but they're just four Southern boys from Virginia. They're the bluegrass quartet that you would think of if you think bluegrass. I mean, these guys fit that description right there. Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, you know, last season, the Steep Canyon Rangers came and performed. If you enjoyed that concert, the Steel Wheels will be right up your alley as well.
Certainly, yes. And we had lots of people after the Steep Canyon Rangers. They were like, oh, man, I wish I'd been there for that. And I'm going to tell you guys, this whole season is going to be like that. If you don't get you a season tickets, or at least we have the pick four option, you'll be sad that you missed any show in here.
Well, the last show of the season is one of those that, just looking at the description, says it's a hard-to-describe musical experience.
It definitely is. April 5th, we've got Todd Mosby. It's New Horizons Ensemble. The only word I can use to describe them is eclectic. I've listened to their music, and I don't even know that I recognized any of the songs, but it certainly broadened my horizons. Maybe that's why it's called New Horizons.
Well, what are their instrumental makeup? I mean,
there's a guitarist, a pianist, an individual who plays a wind instrument. He swaps out from different flutes to a clarinet to a saxophone, I think, at different times, bass player. And then Todd Mosby himself plays a string instrument that I wouldn't quite call a guitar. I wouldn't quite call it a banjo. I don't know what the name of the instrument is. But he also plays guitar and other, pretty much anything with strings I think he can play. So it'll definitely be one that I would recommend, just like I said, to broaden your horizons. I'm sure that if you're a music lover at all, you're going to find something in there that you love. And it may be something you didn't even know you loved. But like you said, it's hard to describe this group, but they are very talented. And I'm looking forward to that particular group as almost as much as the Muses. I still have the Muses at the top of my list.
Well, everybody's got a favorite. New Horizons
is right there behind them.
I'm visiting with Jason Henson, who is the technical director and the event coordinator for the Fowler Center. We're discussing the lineup of the 2018-2019 Fowler Center Riceland Distinguished Performance Series. And I think we've covered everything that's going to be happening in that series, except for perhaps something you touched on a little bit earlier, but I want to talk more about is getting tickets. These are ticketed events. There is an admission fee, but you've got different options about purchasing tickets.
Certainly, we have, you can always buy individual tickets for each event at the door or online. You can go to tickets.astate.edu through our ticket office there, or you can go to our webpage, yourfowlercenter.com. But we also have, outside the individual tickets, we have season tickets available, so you can get a ticket for all the shows, or we have a pick four option that is somewhere in the middle as far as price is concerned, and you can pick four of these shows that you think you'd like to see. I really recommend the season tickets. So this show, like I said, it's wide variety, but every one of these guys is going to have something for you, no matter who you are.
That is Marty Scarborough, who talked with Jason Henson about the 2018-2019 Riceland Distinguished Performance Series at the Fowler Center in Jonesboro. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.